Gemara says on Daf Mem Tesam and Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hamakber El Eruvai, if somebody is makber on his Erev, Ein Eruvai Erev. His Erev is not considered a valid Erev. And the Gemara explains, Mashmai, what does the word Erev mean? Erev Shmai, it means that they're all combining. And if somebody is makber on his Erev, then obviously he's not properly combining. There's a machlokes rishonim as why indeed if hamakbar al eruvai, why indeed is the halacha if the makbar on the eruv is not considered a valid, why the eruv is indeed not considered a valid eruv. Rashi explains that if somebody is makbar on his eruv, that he doesn't want anyone else to eat from the bread that he puts down for Erev, then it obviously defeats the entire purpose of Erev. The purpose of Erev is that we're all together. And if I don't let you eat from my Erev, then we're obviously not all together. Other Rishayim explain that if I don't allow you to eat from the Erev, then the definition of Erev is that we're creating a combination. And if we're not allowing, if I'm not allowing you to eat from my Erev, we don't have a combination. And as the Chazan Ish explains, the nafgamina between these two Pshatim and Rishonim is, as we discussed in our previous year, we'll discuss in the coming shiurim as well, is that the halacha is that the person in whose home the Erev is placed doesn't have to participate in giving bread for the Erev. Why would be the halacha if I'm makbid that person should not be able to eat from the Erev food? So if we learn like Rashi's Pshat, that the definition is that we're all getting along, so we're obviously not getting along if the other people are not letting the owner of the home and where the Erev is placed to eat from the Erev. If, however, we follow the other Rishonim's Pshat, so it's only the people who participate in actually giving food to the Erev that we have to be concerned, that they have to be giving their food wholeheartedly and let their neighbors eat from it. But somebody who's not giving any food towards the Erev, by him, there would not necessarily be a rule that if we don't allow him to eat from the Erev, that it would disqualify the Erev. The Meiri has a different explanation. The Meiri's explanation is that the Erev is disqualified because it's like what we're going to discuss in our next year, a situation of Choylikas Eruvai. That the halacha is, if we divide up the Erev automatically is considered disqualified. And Makbid is certainly, and we'll discuss this more, worse than Choylikas Eruvai. Another pshat the Meiri gives is that an Erev can't be made under duress. And if somebody is makbar al eruvai, it's considered that the Erev was made under duress. And any Erev that's made under duress is considered a disqualified Erev. Ask the Sfas Emes. As we discussed in our previous shiur, we discussed the opinion of Shmuel, we discussed the opinion of Rabbah. The Hava Machloikis, in the next piece of Gemara, why does an Erev work? Does an Erev work Mishum Dira? Does an Erev work Mishum Kinyan? Ask the Sfas Emes, whatever pshat you take, if the Erev was placed, so you have a Kinyan. If the Erev was placed, you have a Dira. So what's the difference if it was done through the concept, if it was done with a Kapeda? The Dira has been established. The Kinyan has been established and therefore it should be a valid Eruv. So the Sfas Emes quotes a very important Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, he says, explains that the entire concept of Eruv is Daki Shalom. In fact, the Yerushalmi, he says, brings down a very interesting story. The Yerushalmi, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis, of Masechta Erevin, says that there were two women who were neighbors that didn't get along. And then one of the neighbors that didn't get along sent her son with some matzah on Friday afternoon to make an Erev. And the neighbor said, I thought we don't get along. And here you want to make an Erev with me? And she was so happy and peace was achieved. And the Yerushalmi says, following the halacha brings us to a status of shalom. Says the Sfas Emes, from there we see that the entire point of making an Erev is to achieve shalom. If the entire point of the Erev is to achieve shalom, so any Erev, whatever the reason that the Erev helps, whether Mishum Dira, whether Mishum Kinyan, if it's not made with a way of shalom, it's not considered a valid Erev. But the Gemara continues. Rav Chanina disagrees. And Rav Chanina holds that it is a valid Erev. Elo shenikrim anshim Ravadina. They're called from people of Ardina. People of Ardina were people who were stingy people. And here too, we have an interesting machlokes rishonim in explaining this Gemara. The Ritva explains that the way to understand the Gemara is that we see that Erevin were established in cities where people did not get along, and yet those Eruvin were considered valid Erevin. So we see that Kpeda is not a factor in the kashrus of an Erev. And that's why, according to Ritva, it's very understandable why the Gemara has to bring down the story of Anshe Radina. Because how do we indeed know, where do we indeed see a precedent in the halacha that even in a city where there was stinginess, where there was paid that the Erev was an Erev, in the city of Verdina. So we see that an Erev could be established even when there is paid. The Meiri has a different explanation, because he explains that what Rav Chanina means to say is that people, even though they're makbid, and maybe they would preferably not want their neighbors to eat from the Erev, recognize that that's what may be the halacha, and therefore the halacha is that the Erev b'di'eved is a valid Erev, because obviously he's not makbid. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Samech Vav Sif Hei Paskins Tzorach Shlo Yakbid Shum Ech Mehem Al Eruvay. L'chatchila, each party should not be makbid on his Erev Im Yoichlenu Chaveroi V'makbid Eino Erev. So the Shulchan Aruch says that it's not considered a kosher Erev. So the Shulchan Aruch continues in saying that one should not use for an Erev something that is you want to use on Shabbos, because if it's food that you want to use on Shabbos, you're obviously makbid that you want to have that food for yourself, and therefore you shouldn't use that food for an Erev. But the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Katan Lamed Vav Vomnam. Impoil ba'atzma b'feirish. If somebody is able to work on himself, I'm contributing to the Erev something that I want to eat for myself. Shemiratza echav b'nei be'ir sheshaychem la'erev l'echol mimenu. That if somebody will come and ask me to eat from the food of the Erev, shlo yakbid alof, that I'll, even though maybe I wouldn't really be so happy of it, but I won't be makbid, mastabid the mutl arba. Says the Mishnah Berurah that it would be considered a kasha erev. And with this point that the Mishnah Berurah makes, we can understand a very important question. Here we're learning, we quoted the Gemara, we quoted the Shulchan Aruch, that one should not use for an Erev something that you're makbid on. So the Paiskim ask that the Ramah in Simen Shin Tzadik Dalid Sif Beis, that there are communities that make an Erev Chatzeres every Erev Shabbos, not just once for the entire year. And the Ramah there in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Tzadik Dalid teaches us that if you're making a separate Erev every Shabbos, then you should use that Erev food for Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos. So the question is, the Ramah, just to read the words, V'yachal ach k'shevadei chashecha, V'yeis tov tzayla b'shachris b'shabbos, you should use it for Lechem Mishnah Shabbos morning. V'dafka, says the Ramah, v'mokm shenagim la'arev kol erev Shabbos, strictly in a place where they make an Erev every Erev Shabbos. Aval, the Ramah indeed says, Odev Tfei, it's preferable l'arev kol ha'shon v'pamachas, to make one Erev for the whole year. So, the Mepaiskim ask on the Ramah, the Kshiyar Knesset HaGdoyla says, if the halacha is that you're not going to be makbid on the Erev, so if I put down an Erev, and I'm going to use that, and I want to use that bread for Lechem Mishnah, I'm obviously makbid on that food. If I'm obviously makbid on that food, how could the Erev be a kosher Erev? We just learned that if you're makbid, it's not considered a kosher Erev. So, he says, the Shari Knesset HaGdoyla says a very interesting teretz. He says that it's referring to a situation that everybody puts down their own food for the Erev, and everybody, in other words, there are two ways to explain it better. There are two ways of putting down the Erev. One way of placing the Erev is one person collects for the entire group. One person puts down food for the entire group. He's mezaka. He takes his own food and puts down for the entire group. Another way is where each party to the Erev contributes his own food. So the Shari Knesset HaGdoyla says, in a situation where I'm giving food for the entire home, for the entire apartment house that we keep on speaking about, so there, if I give the food and I map it on the food, so the halacha is that the Erev is not considered a valid Erev. But if in a situation where I put down the food, where every one of us contributes his own food towards the Erev, says the Shari Knesset HaGdoyla, then even Shmuel will hold that I'm makbid al Eruvoi, it doesn't make a difference. A very big chiddush. And the Paiskim will say that our Gemara doesn't make this distinction. Shmuel just says, ha makbid al Eruvoi, ein Eruvoi Erev, and doesn't differentiate if it was one person giving food for everybody or everybody giving their own food. And therefore, other Paiskim say that there is no such distinction how the food was collected, that everybody gave their own food or was one person collecting for everybody. Rather, they explain, we have to explain that the halacha that the Ramah is referring to is referring to a situation, yes, I want to use this challah that was established for an Erev for Lechem Mishnah Shabbos morning, as the Ramah suggests one should do. But that the halacha is that if I don't use that, but if it's referring to a situation, they explain, that I have Baruch Shem enough challah. And if I won't have that challah for Lechem Mishnah, I'll have another challah for Lechem Mishnah. And therefore, it's not considered hamakbid al Eruvah. But there's one more point that we have to add. And that is that the Mishnah Berurah, here in the Bir Halacha, when he speaks about hamakbid al Eruvah, says that the Kpeda only is during Bein HaShemashah. Because as we keep on learning, the moment that the Erev is established is only during Bein HaShemashah. So as long as one is not makbid during Bein HaShemashah, the Erev will be considered a valid Erev, even if a Kepeda is developed later.